Welcome to Women's Words, a program bringing you the written work of the women of Minnesota.
Hi, I'm Margie Price, and I'm from Duluth. I'll be reading from Shadow on the Mountain, a novel for young readers based on the true story of a boy who got involved in the resistance in Norway during World War II. In the chapter that I'm reading, called Unexpected Company, Ingrid and her brother Espen have been involved in the resistance, and one night Ingrid comes home to find a Gestapo officer waiting for her. "Is this your room?" he said. She nodded. He gestured for her to enter, and she stood staring at the window, though the shades were drawn, while he looked all around the room. She would not, she willed herself, look at the bookshelf where the diary labeled 1939 was stowed. He had seen it, though, and he picked it up and waggled it at her. "What is this?" he asked. She held her voice steady. "It's a diary." "Where are the others?" he said. "Others?" "From more recent years," he said. "I gave up diary writing after that," she said. "My sister keeps a diary," the fellow said, "and she keeps it." He stalked over to the bed and plunged his hand under her pillow. "Ah," he said, holding up the diary she had stashed there. "Under her pillow." He turned the spine to face him and read, 1945. "Where are the others? 1940 through 1944, he asked. "I burned them," she said. "I don't want to remember those years." "And this year?" "Is different," she said. He would know what that meant. All anyone talked about these days was how the Germans were losing on all fronts. It just made them meaner than ever. But still, her countrymen were cautiously happy, knowing the war was somehow going to come to an end. Maybe soon. He took the 1945 diary and gestured for her to move ahead of him out of the room. Once downstairs, the young man gave the diary to the Gestapo officer, who showed his tobacco-stained teeth in what Ingrid supposed was intended to be a smile. "Now then, why don't you tell us where your brother is?" the Gestapo officer said. He was no longer smiling. "I told you, I don't know," Ingrid said. "You were just with him." The man slid his arm around her shoulders, almost gently, then placed his hand on the back of her neck. Her skin prickled. She could see her parents' faces, her mother's hand to her mouth, her eyes welling with tears, her father's teeth clenched in anger. The officer had moved so that he stood slightly behind her. "I'm quite sure if you think hard enough, you can come up with some idea," he said. She shook her head. His fingers closed around the back of her neck and squeezed. "Perhaps now you remember?" he said. "I don't know," she said firmly. She felt both of his hands around her neck now, choking her. "I don't know," she cried when he let up for a moment. His fingers squeezed tighter, choking her, then released. "I don't know," she gasped. Again and again, he gripped her throat and then released it, long enough for her to cry out, "I don't know! I don't know!"
Women's Words is produced at KUMD by Chris Harwood, music by Sharon Isbin. This program is supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. For more information about this author and her work, or to listen to this episode again, or subscribe to the podcast, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. Send your comments or questions to KUMD@KUMD.org.